Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hearing that Mike Breen makes the Hall of Fame, and I love that. I mean, Breeny is great, and I applaud him and give him all the props. But here's Sweeney Murdy. How many years have you been covering the Yankees, Sweeney?
Hey, this is my 20th spring.
20 years doing yeoman work on The Fan, but do you think you'll get to the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it's not a far drive from my house. I'm sure I'll make it up there at some point. I went last summer to cover Mariano and Messina, and I think I'm going to go again this summer to cover Jeter. It's pretty good. Actually, I can get into the Hall of Fame because I have donated items to the Hall of Fame. So I have a lifetime pass as a donor. I've donated scorecards from Derek Jeter's final home game, the walk-off hit in 2014, and most recently CC Sabathia's 3,000 strikeout. So my scorecards and a couple other items of paraphernalia I don't know if they're actually on display, but they are in the collection at the Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm gonna lobby for you. If I'm still around, I'm gonna lobby for you. I'm gonna tell Manfred, hey, you know, beat reporters who do this job and you know, play-by-play guys get in and they deserve it. They're the voice of the team, but you're a voice of the team as well for many, many years. So we'll see.
Oh, thanks. I'm sure it'll be about like 8,000th in line when they make that category. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, so did anybody ask Brian Cashman about Carlos Beltran? He worked for you guys in 18. Did it ever come up about, hey, you were with the 17 Astros, what was going on there? Did anybody ask that question?
Yeah. Cashman made it clear that he talked to not only Beltran, but many other people who have been through the Astros and through the Yankees. And I wasn't specifically asked, but I would assume Joe Espada is part of that group. He is now the Astros bench coach. Was with the Yankees. If they were aware of anything, and to a man, as far as Cashman tells us, he was told no. No confirmation. You know, there have been plenty of suspicions over the years about the Astros having some sort of advantage there, but there was never any confirmation of anything. Brian Cashman sounded a little bit conflicted, talking about the Carlos Beltran I know, and the man that he respects very well, but he stopped short of saying whether or not he'd hire him again. And I'm not sure what fences have to be mended. You know, Beltran has yet to speak publicly about any of this, so until he does, I'm not sure we'll get a full picture of this.
Now, In the past, I mean, you and I have talked about suspicions, and I remember going back 3 or 4 years, we talked about it on the air even, and the Yankees, did they go to the commissioner and say, they're doing something, we know it, and did the commissioner say, well, I need to see evidence or proof, to not just your allegations? I mean, how did that whole thing go down?
Yeah, it wasn't just the Yankees. Plenty of other teams have done this, but right. It's also not the only instance. Like, I was told that teams accuse other teams of doing things all the time. So you're dealing with that if you're in the commissioner's office, but until you have proof, you know, there's a wonderful line in A Few Good Men, where Tom Cruise's character, Daniel Caffey, says, it doesn't matter what I believe, it only matters what I can prove. And that's kind of what you're dealing with here when you're talking about trying to levy some sort of penalties against the team. If you don't have proof, there was really nothing you could do. Until one of the players that was in that clubhouse came forward and told everybody on the record what was happening, there was not enough proof to do anything. So I think MLB has had the opportunity to put their own investigators and security personnel on premises after complaints have been lodged. But again, finding the proof, finding the evidence was never really there. So that's why we were where we were until very recently.
Well, we had heard for years that Carlos Beltran had this vast store of baseball knowledge, and he was very, very adept at picking out tells from opposing pitchers. If they were going to throw a curveball, he could see they curl their glove in a certain way and all of that. In 18, when he was a Yankee consultant, did he do things like that? Did he say, hey, when Verlander's on the mound, you can tell when he's going to throw a fastball for yada, yada? Did he do things like that? Do you know?
Yeah, he's very good at that. And that he absolutely helped the Yankees do that over the course of when he was playing here and when he was on staff here last year. Those are all things that are absolutely true about Beltran and a few other players around baseball that have this savant-like ability to detect those things. So yeah, that's all the above board stuff. You know,
yeah.
When they talk about being legal, that's if the pitcher is giving it away. Carlos Beltran is one of the people in the game that's very good at picking that stuff up.
Yeah, and it works both ways because he could pick it up. Betances was one guy that they thought was tipping his pitches. And if you got a guy on the team that says, hey, I see how they're picking it up because you're doing this, stop doing it, it's a big plus there.
Yeah, and it's and you relay that to players, you know, and you say, listen, watch this guy. If he does this, it's a breaking ball. If he does this, it's a fastball. And the hitter goes up to the plate with that knowledge already inside him. That's different than what we're talking about as far as, you know, going the other way with what the Astros had done.
Well, what if this is the case? And I brought this up earlier. What if Carlos or somebody in the dugout is very, very adept at picking out tells like that? And while the batter is up, he goes, okay, he's going to throw a curveball, and he bangs on the dugout step or he bangs on a garbage can. That's technically legal, right? That's transmitting a sign based on something you've observed, correct?
Yeah, I guess that would absolutely be, you know, it wouldn't be using technology, which is really the thing here. And remember, the Astros were under the microscope because of the letter that got sent out in September of 2017 to all the teams that says you have to stop using the technology to do this. But yeah, I mean, technically you're correct. If he is seeing that and can do it fast enough, technically there's nothing wrong with it. Although that's not the first time. I still remember years ago, Russell Martin, when he was catching with the Yankees, noticed something late in the game in Toronto, and he saw the runner at second base, and he figured out that the runner at second base was relaying signs to the hitter, and it made him change his signs. Martin was mad at the Blue Jays for it, but he was also mad at himself for not picking it up earlier. And those are the types of things that when teams say you have to be diligent, you have to really make sure you're cleaning everything up, those are the kinds of things that they're talking about. And listen, it's a hard game to play for these guys because the pitcher and the catcher have to communicate in a language that is complex enough so that the other team can't pick it up. But it also has to be simple enough for the pitcher to know what's happening. You know, it's like you can't, this isn't like encrypting data where you know, the pitcher still has to be on the mound and be able to figure out what's going on, in a simple enough time. So, what advantage the offensive team has is that always going to be something that if you look at it long enough, you can figure it out because it has to be simple enough for the pitcher to figure out. Where the Astros cross the line is using the video and the camera to do it in real time.
Yeah, in real time especially. Okay, now, here's the thing. Cashman's talking yesterday, and you said conflicted, and I think conflicted too because you don't want to put your team in the mindset of, oh, we're victims. You know, you don't want to say, you know, oh, we have an excuse. We shoulda, woulda, looking backwards. And I think he's really, the point is, hey, we got to move forward. This happened back then. We are the best team in baseball now. I believe that anyway. And we've got to play like that, not like, oh, the poor Yankees, they were jobbed out of the World Series in 2017.
Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone both have this very same, job description right now is making sure that 2020 is what's first and foremost here. Because you're right, as the Yankees are assembled here, they are the favorite, and they have a team that, regardless of how they fell short the last couple of years, can make that extra step this year. And I think, you know, as much anger as the players have right now, and it's coming out, and it's none of us are in a position to tell them that they're not justified being angry. But what they can't let it do is distract them from what's happening now. And you know, you have time to get ready for the season here, and once the season starts, you obviously know what their goal is. But nobody's telling these guys not to be angry about it. Nobody is telling them to stop talking about it. And that's, you know, when you hear people, whether it's fans or anybody else, saying that they're tired of hearing about this, you know, the players aren't shutting down questions about this. They're still venting. They're still angry. And part of the reason is we're here talking to pitchers and catchers. You know, who are the people who are affected by sign stealing? It's pitchers and catchers. You know, we broke into their house, so they're still angry about it.
Now, I would submit, though, Sweeney, that Major League Baseball has to do this, and if they don't, that individual teams have to do this and say, look, angry as you are, if you start throwing at guys in the Astros team or guys that played for the Astros in 2017, you will be punished. Because I don't think that kind of retaliation, I know the history of baseball and all that stuff, but I don't think that's right.
Well, Major League Baseball doesn't have to say anything. I mean, if it's in their judgment that a player is being thrown at intentionally, the umpire can handle that, and the league will fine and suspend the player. The game doesn't police itself anymore. So this is, you know, we walk this line all the time when we're talking about a guy gets hit and then the next inning, you know, you hit their guy. You know, you're not allowed to police yourself anymore, because the umpires will eject you and the league will fine and suspend you. So, and you know, Kirk Schilling was on this radio station earlier this week saying the same thing. You know, can't hurt your team by getting suspended just for the sake of whatever macho thing you're trying to accomplish by hitting Jose Altuve or anybody else on that team. It's not going to serve the best purpose.
Absolutely. Quick 14 teams, playoffs, best of three, picking your opponent. I hate it. What do you think?
I'm not a fan of it, but, you know, the way it's laid out right now. I just go back, even if you go back to 2017, there were only five teams in the American League that were above 500. So you're taking teams under 500 or right at 500 who are making these last couple of spots. I understand it creates October drama, and adding more wild cards is really what that's where you're trying to go. On the face of it, I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah, and to me, you start doing best of three series, it seems to me, and Sweeney, you would know this better than I, Yankees played Kansas City somewhere in the middle of the season, and I thought they lost two out of three to the Royals. Am I correct in that? Do you remember?
I mean, you might. I don't remember every series. But, I mean, the point is, in baseball, every team can, even any bad team can beat any good team two out of three. You know, in that setting, when you're lining up pitchers and stuff like that, maybe not. But, you know, to me, the idea is usually the team that's right around 500 that's going to be vying for these last couple of spots, they're usually teams that have a hard time getting out of their own way. They're 500 because they're a handful of games or, you know, 10 games that maybe they could have won, and they just can't, because, you know, whether it's bullpen or just not a good enough team. They're not a 90-win team. They're an 82-win team. And that is now potentially being rewarded with a playoff spot. I get that the battle is uphill because of all the obstacles of playing on the road and all that, but there's still a chance there. And that's what's, you know, I like the way the system is now. I understand the need to create more TV product and more October TV product, the inventory for the TV partners. Listen, we're all going to be talking about whatever exciting games there are, but when you look at teams in that 78 to 83 win range at the end of September, there's a lot of stumbles happening there. It's not it's usually not teams that are surging forward to gain a playoff spot. You're usually kind of just stumbling around to get to that win mark. And those are the teams that are going to be in this race, so to speak.
As John Houseman say, I want them to earn it.
Earn it.
There you go. All right, Sween, thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Richard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.